Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, July 23rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. International adoptions end as Romania joins the European Union. Food for the Poor announces a partnership with the USDA in Jamaica. And America is experiencing the best and worst of times. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Romania, where the country is now part of the European Union. While joining that body may help the country economically, it's ended international adoptions for the more than 40,000 orphan children. Bethany Christian Services' Roger Bauma.
The person who was kind of the gatekeeper for Romania for entering the European Union was very anti-international adoption. She sees it as exploiting children. So in an effort to please her, work with her, and become a part of the European Union, they made that decision.
Bauma says that doesn't mean ministry in Romania is over for Bethany.
We are working with families and children, trying to place kids into foster homes and to adoptive homes in the country. So the need for what we're doing there has just become that much more urgent with this most recent decision.
Local evangelical churches are helping share God's love. Pray that the ministry will yield much fruit. We turn next to Jamaica, where a key project will help revive the country's agricultural sector. Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma says the Rural Economic Agricultural Program, or REAP, is a partnership with the United States Department of Agriculture. By supplying food to poor farming families, the farmers will then be able to buy seed for their farms.
By doing this, we're trying to encourage agriculture, once again, as a main industry in the island, to be able to be less dependent on imports. So it'll help with the deficit of the government if they can import less, produce more, and be more self-sufficient.
Aloma says their goal, though, is ministry.
We are working through missionaries, through pastors and churches. We believe very strongly in helping the least of his brothers and sisters to be able to be self-sufficient, because we do believe that once the basic needs of the body are met, then the person is more open to receiving and accepting the Word of God.
You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a hunger and thirst for biblical knowledge among young people in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Georgia, and other countries in the former Soviet Union. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Bob Grauman.
We're finding, especially among the young people, how excited they are to study the scriptures. And there's small group Bible studies going on all over Russia and the other countries of the former Soviet Union.
Grauman says many are becoming pastors, evangelists, or joining mission agencies. He says this is a great need right now in Russia.
Most of the countries of the former Soviet Union are passing anti-religion laws, especially aimed at evangelicals. The best way to approach it is to train young leaders who can carry on the work in case the political doors would close to Western missionaries.
Pray that more Bible studies will be started to foster growth in even more young people. Meanwhile, Haiti's chronic poverty is believed to be at the heart of the country's instabilities. The price of rice has doubled since February, and there are fewer jobs. There's no structure for aid for the poor, sick, and starving. This is where a ministry like For Haiti with Love steps in. Between a regular feeding program, a medical clinic, and a school, For Haiti is able to share the love of Christ in this stricken nation. Continue to pray for the teams as they work to meet the spiritual and physical needs in Haiti. And finally, good and evil seem to be battling it out in the United States. While Christian films, books, and humanitarian efforts are popular in today's culture, tolerance for same-sex marriage and pornography is growing. Life Action Revival Ministries says immoral behavior has also invaded the church, and they're praying for revival. Many in the church desire it. That's evident as Life Action's ministry teams are nearly booked, their radio ministry is growing, and revival resources are in demand. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.